Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, Terry and I have our dander up once again about, guess, BSL.
Madness and mayhem in Australia.
Oh, and here and everywhere. Here, yeah. Good Lord. Okay, so breed-specific legislation sucks, listeners. If you don't know that, listen up. Go, Terry.
All right, so Australia, apparently, it's free crack year in Australia because in Bundaberg, Australia, their current breed ban, which has gotten a lot of heat, includes...
Banning these dogs, guys.
Banning these dogs within the city limits. Of course, the standards, right? The ones that usually get banned are bully breeds, typically whatever people call pit bulls. German Shepherds and Rottweilers.
Okay.
Now, then it goes to Boxers,
uh-huh.
Border Collies, Labrador Retrievers, Cattle Dogs, Maltese, Huskies, Pomeranian, Toy Poodle, and Chihuahuas, to name a few. These people are effing insane.
They're idiots. Oh my stars and bars. First of all, none of the dogs that Terry and I have would be allowed there. None of them. And, you know, I'm sorry. A toy poodle on a dangerous dog list? It's absurd.
Well, I mean, from one aspect, we both talked and we both believe that small dogs are more likely to bite children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. That's probably how they made the list.
Yeah, and it's always because of stupid humans.
Oh, always. Absolutely. I mean, I think that 99.9999% of all the dog problems are human related. It has nothing to do with the dogs.
So right.
But
this just shows you guys, when we talk over and over and we scream and yell, BSL is wrong and you have to fight it in your own communities, this is why. Because it could be your breed next. It could be your community next.
Right. And when they say banning, that doesn't mean they give you a grandfather clause just because you have one.
That means they'll go take your dog away.
Right. So, in for example, we talk about Denver a lot. You know, when they put that law in place, people had so many days to get rid of the dog. And if they didn't know about the law or they didn't do it within that time limit, people went into their house, took their dog, killed it.
And
done.
This is the United States.
This is the United States. That sounds a lot like Nazi Germany, but that
it
this
sure
is the United
does.
States.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane. So we need everybody to wake up and be aware of BSL, that it's happening right here in the United States and in every corner of the earth that has dogs.
Yeah, yeah, and it's stupid. And usually it starts in podunk and it works its way around, but that's not always true. I mean, like I said, Denver's been around a long time. A lot of people fighting that.
Right.
But, you know, one city says, you know, this doesn't work, which it doesn't, and they change it back, and another city brings it on. It's like they can't learn from each other. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
They can't. And here, again, I'm going to give you a real brief rundown of a town in Iowa. United States again. Fairfield, Iowa. Their ordinance bans, are you ready, folks? Dobermans, pit bulls, Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, Siberian Huskies, Malamutes, Great Danes, Wolfhounds, Deerhounds, Mastiffs, and any dog weighing over 100 pounds. Think about that, folks. Who are the giant breeds, and who are the most gentle dogs on the planet? Oh, Newfoundlands, St. Bernards. These people are insane. This, too, can come to your backyard. You need to stay informed, and if legislation is pending in your community, you need to fight it.
Yeah, you better speak up, because they'll start with one breed, and they'll say, oh, that's not too bad, and next, you're like Australia, and there's 100 on that list.
Yeah. It's and absolute madness, as Terry likes to say.
Yeah, it's madness.
Knock it off! All right.
We're not
deep
done.
Cleansing breath. Yeah, well,
we're
never
done.
Done with this subject. Okay, next are we doing Texas?
So, yeah, we're talking about Texas. So, earlier this week... there was a push by politicians, of course, to ban quote-unquote pit bulls across the state of Texas.
The entire state.
Yes.
Which is
at
as
a state
big
level.
As many countries.
Yeah.
And they think they are their own country, but it's neither here nor there.
Actually, that's a side note on this. That sort of surprised me because Texas doesn't like laws anyway.
Right.
And the fact that they think this is going to work.
It's craziness. Yeah, just
yeah,
that right there. Absolutely. You're right.
But nonetheless, these idiot politicians, I don't recall now what got their dander up, but something got their dander up. There was probably a pit bull, quote unquote, pit bull incident.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to ban them across the entire state. It's lost a lot of its momentum,
mm-hmm.
which I was glad to see. It's not dead yet, but it's mm-hmm. lost a lot of its momentum. But this would have been, this law would have been very similar to what Denver did in their city, but at a state level.
That's crazy.
And you're talking, in this case, because I went, and of course I have an opinion. You might have heard it once or twice.
nah, not you, Terry.
Wrote a diatribe explaining this. I was very polite that this is what it's going to cost. And utilize tools that we've shared with you guys before. Best Friends Animal Society has a great cost calculator that, based on a city or a state or even a country, you can figure out estimated costs to maintain this law annually. And for Texas, annually, $31 million just to keep this quote-unquote law in place. It doesn't make sense. That's not cost-effective.
So, you know, if the law were to be enacted, it would be discriminatory. It would be inhumane. It would be totally unethical. And, man, I don't think it's affordable either.
Well, no. I mean, people, there's better ways to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with a dangerous dog law as mm-hmm. long as it's not breed-specific.
Right.
If a dog bites, I do believe that at least some of them can be rehabilitated. But if a dog bites or it's vicious because it's been beaten or whatever, deal with that individual dog.
Right.
Just like you deal with an individual person.
Exactly. Not across the board,
right.
All-inclusive laws.
Right. And the way our friend, and we're actually going to talk about Jamie a little bit, but our friend Jamie Witt lives in Texas, so I contacted her because she has Caesar. And
right.
we've done lots of interviews around Caesar. He's a
right.
great dog.
And he's a pit bull.
And he's a pit bull.
Happens to be a three-legged one, but he's still a pit bull.
He is a tri-paw.
That's right.
But Jamie had the absolute best description of this. As you look through this law, you could take the word pit bull out of there and put a particular race in there, and it would be the same thing. It
wow.
was written that way, and I went back after she said, she was pissed.
Can't imagine.
and I put that thought in my mind when I reread it. I went, wow, is scary as hell.
It could apply to humans.
It could apply to humans.
That is scary.
And it's
right, straight out of Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
But for dogs.
Yeah, except for the goose-stepping part. Nobody's marching down the streets yet. But, yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. And she made a great point with that.
Oh, man. So the bottom line for this at this moment in time is it's losing momentum. It has not been put in place. Hopefully it will go away and die on the vine.
We got to hope.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We got to hope. Well, we got a couple of things, but I'm thinking I'll save it to the next episode.
I think it's a good idea.
Because this one's very BSL specific, and
yes.
the other one's not quite the same.
And so, folks, stay informed, be informed, follow us, follow BSL News internationally, and get angry about it, and step up to the plate, write letters.
Right.
Don't let it happen. It'll come to your neighborhood if you're not careful.
Right, and they will come in and take your dog.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Out of here.